It was the burning question on the mind of the disciples as they gathered around Jesus for the final time before his ascension into the Father's presence. Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel, they asked. This question continues to dominate headlines today as new efforts struggle to bring peace to the Middle East. World leaders seek the answer, but are looking in the wrong place. You're listening to Longitude. It's Monday, December 3rd, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. Last month in Annapolis, Maryland, the Bush administration called together the leaders of the State of Israel and the Palestinian Authority, Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas, to attempt to jumpstart the stalled Middle East peace process. Out of the meeting came agreement to begin regular talks starting this month to arrive at a just settlement on the critical issues before the Israelis and the Palestinians. No one is making any predictions, but at least there are efforts underway to work toward some solution to the problems that have vexed diplomats since 1948. Peace talks between the Arabs and the Israelis always produce interesting snapshots of human behavior. Saudi Arabia and Syria sent delegates at the last minute, but the Saudis emphatically said there would be no handshaking with the Israelis. And to emphasize this, Israeli journalists were barred from a Saudi press conference and forced to stand in the rain to cover the event. So much for serious fence mending. If ever there will be peace between the descendants of Abraham, they will at least have to shake hands and recognize each other in the same room. The Bush administration has not lent its full weight to the peace process during the 7 years in office. There was the earlier roadmap to peace effort, but no one has traveled far down that road. Now, in the final months of his term, President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are making a final effort to make something happen before they leave office in January 2009. The stakes are high if they fail, but to do nothing does nothing to reduce the risk. Relations between Israelis and Palestinians are at a turning point. The Palestinians are divided into rival factions. Hamas has taken control of Gaza, while Abbas's Fatah party has control of the West Bank, two areas separated by Israel. The critical issue hinges on creating a viable two-state solution that allows an opportunity for Palestinian autonomy and a return of refugees from the wars the past 60 years. Whether or not this can be done in a just manner that will be also create a viable security for Israel is extremely important. No Israeli leader can trade away security for a treaty that cannot guarantee peace and safety for his citizens. Yet neither can the Israelis ignore the rising tide of demand for a change from the current status. Recently, Prime Minister Olmert told an Israeli newspaper that Israel's survival depended on the creation of a viable Palestinian state. He said, "If the day comes when the two-state solution collapses and we face a South African-style struggle for equal voting rights, also for the Palestinians in the territories, then as soon as that happens, the state of Israel is finished," end of quote. Olmert understands that support for Israel will crumble if the Palestinian issues are left unresolved. "While we support any effort to end the conflict between these two nations, we also understand the very real spiritual issues in play within the region. There are critical fundamentals of human nature that must be changed on all sides before peace will break out in the Middle East. At the heart of this is a true understanding of what must be restored before a just and lasting peace can be created." Christ answered the question about restoring the kingdom to Israel in terms of the kingdom of God he would bring at his second coming. He wasn't speaking of the restoration of the present Jewish homeland, the ancient land of Palestine. What was created in 1948 is not the ultimate fulfillment of Bible prophecy. It was only a stepping stone to the time when Christ establishes the rule of his kingdom over all nations. That restoration will bring the peace that will create all peace for mankind, the peace of the kingdom of God. We will encourage and applaud any serious human effort to end the suffering of Palestinians and Israelis, but will also pray, "Thy kingdom come." For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.